Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together. We do. On a Wednesday.
I know, on a Wednesday, but I'm just going to say it's my Friday this week.
There you go. That's perfect. We will find the weather for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from our good friend Brittany Merlot, and our bringing us our forecast out there, roughing it, camping and everything. Brittany, how are you doing?
Yes. I'm a little chilly out here this morning. It's been dropping pretty cold, so for those in the tent camping, the mornings are a little rough, but the rain is clearing, the clouds are clearing today, and we look like we're going to stay dry for the rest of this week. So a high-pressure system settling in. It will take these clouds away, and we will hit highs today comfortable into those mid-70s. So just a fantastic summer day, no humidity whatsoever. And if you don't have anything going on tonight, you aren't too far away from Oshkosh. What is it, an hour and a half away or so? There is a night air show, and what that means is there's going to be drones shooting off fireworks in the sky this evening, and then planes flying around too, kind of glowing, and also a huge fireworks show and mock bombs and stuff like that. So really, really fun thing going on for a Wednesday night if you want to spice up your midweek.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, my little brother, Brittany, worked there for a good 4 or 5 years before he started working for the Oshkosh Herd and everything. And just loved it. Every year brought my brother, my mom, dad out there. It's such a blast. So many great people and such a great time. And you're enjoying yourself?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Good. And what he said, too, is it's just like that here. So what a great job to have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick's had it. Yeah, he's the golden boy in our family. Yeah, he's got all the points, everything. He ended up with the looks and the brains in the family. I ended up with the big hands. And the big hair. I got that going for it. Brittany, stay warm over there. We appreciate you. We'll get people ready for Thursday tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks. Best in the business right there for Brittany Merlot. It's so fun over there at the EAA.
It is cool. And they had a great show yesterday. I mean, I wasn't over there, but just following it a little bit on social mm-hmm. media and stuff. I love when they let the colors fly. Yeah. You know, but I like this. I'm intrigued by this night thing tonight.
Yeah, me too.
That's kind of cool.
I don't know if that's, I think they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, I think so. But I've just never, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't stay top of mind to me.
Because
this isn't a huge interest area for me. But I think it sounds really awesome.
It's one of those things that has been growing, even though it's been around a long time. It's been growing in recent years, especially since the pandemic. And it's cool to see. It certainly adds to the economy of our state, at the very least, let alone among a million other things that is really great about it.
Well, and if you pay attention, over the weekend, there was some big stuff flying over here heading over there.
Yeah.
Lots of different aircraft. So, you know, there's that too, like even if you can't get over there. But if I didn't have plans tonight, I feel like maybe I would... I'd love to do that.
I'd head over there and see my brother and my nephew and everything. That'd be great. We say a shout out to everybody heading over that way. And as long as we're talking airplanes, if you haven't been there in a while, check out our local airport here in Rapids. That thing's been growing and getting bigger, and they love company.
Even when you just drive by though, and you see the big, you know, those bigger planes parked there, it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
It's pretty cool.
Actually, the flight path into our airport literally is right over the United Way building.
Oh, wow.
So daily, I mean, like, several times a day, but some of them even like shake our windows because they're descending, and it's just, you know, nine years ago you weren't used to that at all, like zero. If we saw a plane once a week, and now it's like, we're rattling the windows a couple times a day.
It's comforting to me. I love
it. It's awesome.
It's great. We got great stuff lined up for you today, everybody. It is National Tequila Day, so Terry and I are already drunk.
Oh,
no, I'm joking. I'm kidding. No, we're gonna get into that.
I don't mind a good shot of tequila.
Yeah, every once in a while. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We have a scam that could be going on with DoorDashers we want to tell you about as well. Got that coming up.
Because why wouldn't there be?
Of course.
How can everything not have a scam?
The industry with the happiest employee is, find out in a little bit.
Nonprofits.
Yes, nonprofits. Woo! There you go. Nicely
Might
done.
Be,
yes.
actually.
we are going to have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday moment a little bit later. We're not going to be joined by Phil. He is not going to be able to join us, but we will be joined by our newest hero, because we will be joined by Tim from Team Depot.
Oh, cool.
He's going to join us. They've been looking for heroes around the community. our friends over at WAM Incorporated, a division of Quality Plus Printing, and they've been collecting these, and we've been looking to get Tim on and talk with our friends at Team Depot, so we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be a little bit after our news break, around 8:40, 8:45-ish, around there.
Cool.
Plenty of good stuff in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. I want to touch on some local theater as well. And later in the 9 o'clock hour, the most useless things we have memorized. The most useless things we
8675309.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, top of the list, Terry. Nicely done. We kick things off, of course, in two different areas. For one, I wanted to remind everybody that the American Heroes Cafe is going on right now until 9:30 over at Crossview Church right here in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, and police firefighters are welcome. Come on down, say hi, and say hi to the gang of forests over there. And a good morning to everybody over there, and especially our friends at Crossview Church hosting this. Appreciate them doing so. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. And Terry, we'd like to start things off catching up with the United Way, seeing how things are going with you guys. I imagine quite a busy time over there.
Absolutely. So the most important thing that we have to share and to encourage people to participate in is our Stuff the Bus school supply drive. So next week, I can't believe it's next week. August is next week. But next Thursday, August 1st, we are the sponsors of Lunch by the River in Veterans Memorial Park from 11:30 until 1. At that event, we will be collecting school supplies. So we really encourage you over the next 10 days or whatever that is, 9 days, to get on out, pick up some school supplies. They are out. I was in Walmart last night. Yep. There are school supplies. So definitely pick up some school supplies to help us out. We do have a most needed list that we have posted on our website. But, some of those things that we need are solid color folders, solid color notebooks. Mm-hmm. We're not looking for the ones with the designs, so save your money. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's just because we try to align with what the classroom teachers are asking for. We need crayons. We need highlighters. We need glue sticks. So if you could pick up, any amount of those, you could pick up enough for a whole child, mm-hmm. To fill a whole backpack, or even if you can pick up a dozen folders or, even one folder, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But we need you to bring those to us down at Lunch by the River on August 1st. If you can't make that, we also have a whole list of businesses that are collecting school supplies. Mm-hmm. So just a couple of examples. D&L Recreation, which is right on A Street. Mm-hmm. You can stop in there. They are a public drop site. First English Lutheran Church on Garfield Street, right by the library. You can drop supplies off there during their business hours. So there are several businesses that will accept school supplies on our behalf.
If I can just throw it out there, I know we're not an official place, but if you do drop things off here, I'll make sure that Terry gets them.
Yeah,
I'll make sure the gang over there at the United Way does.
So those can be dropped off here 9 to 5, right?
Yeah.
The regular office hours. So so if you can't come to Lunch by the River, and we get that, not everybody can make that work, but get them somewhere in advance, and then they're bringing all their supplies. And the reason, we hear this fairly often, like, why do you push that date so hard? Well, here's the backside of it. So on that day, we literally inventory and count everything. So all the yellow folders get in one box. We know how many yellow folders we have. And imagine doing that for each supply.
Yeah.
And so we do that because then the next day we place an order for what we're missing. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing because, we will have people say, well, we want to do school supplies, but we can't get them to you till August 10th or whatever. Well, we're too late to get ordered what we need.
Yeah.
So that's really why. So we place that order. We get the supplies we need. The following week, we have volunteers pack all the backpacks. Right now we have 970 kids registered. So that's a lot of handling of supplies. So packing those backpacks, we do also accept backpacks when I'm talking about supplies that we need. Backpacks are, and of course it's the most costly piece, so we appreciate if anybody can do that. So then those backpacks all get packed, and then August 16th and 17th, those backpacks are distributed to families who have pre-registered. Registration also closes on August 1st, so if you have a student in the Southwood County schools that qualifies for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies. So you need to just hop on our website, uwswac.org. You do need to put in information about your child, about your student. We need to know where they're going to school, what grade they're going to be in. There's a bunch of questions. So we pack them. We literally pack a backpack for that specific child. So getting all of that ready. So you do need to register if you're not comfortable using the computer, you have limited access, you have Wi-Fi issues, you know, whatever that might be. You can also call 211 and our resource specialists will help you. They'll basically just walk through the questions with you on the phone and get your child entered. But it is, like I said, it is a registration required event. Mm-hmm. But we need the supplies. Yeah. If you are not interested in shopping for school supplies, I get that. We completely understand. We also accept monetary donations because that school supply order that I talked about before, mm-hmm. that's what we use the monetary donations for. And we also carry in the event, let's say there's, you know, we get all done, we pack 940 backpacks, mm-hmm. and there's, you know, $286 left. Those dollars stay with the Stuff the Bus program. So then next year we can get started on ordering ahead of time. So it stays right with school supplies. I just think that that's important to point out that, you know, in the event there is an overage, I will tell you rarely. It's usually if we have carryover, it's under $500, you know, when all is said and done. And like I said, we just earmark it that this is for that program and used accordingly. As you can imagine, I mean, ordering 1,000 backpacks is pricey. So, you know, so we're hoping we get a good last year at Lunch by the River, we received 300 backpacks in donations, like people just bringing backpacks. But again, every supply counts. Yeah. So even if you say, you know what, this is what I can do. I can do two boxes of crayons. We will take them. Our goal is to make sure there is not any kind of disparity. You know, let's just pick a, I don't know, a second grade classroom in Nakusa. I don't know. We want to make sure every kid in that classroom has what they need from the teacher's list. And if we can't get everything, you know, we can get most. So we might get 75% of that list. And then that greatly reduces the burden on the parents. And they just have to pick up, you know, maybe a couple of things to bridge the gap. So, you know, thank you in advance to anyone who is listening that has helped us before and is willing to help us in the next, you know, week or so to get those supplies, get them to us at Lunch by the River. And, you know, this is one of those shining moments of this community of a, you know, it takes a village, but this is truly the village coming together and making sure that this happens. So just really exciting. But again, we do still need supplies, and we will also take monetary donations. You could drop off a check at Lunch by the River or mail it to our office, 351 Oak Street. You can drop off cash. Checks should be made out to United Way. You can donate online. If you don't even want to get in your car and go anywhere, you can go to uwswac.org. You can just click on donate, and then in the little comment section, just put Stuff the Bus or school supplies or something like that, so we know to make sure that the dollars get there. But anything anyone can do is greatly appreciated, and this is for our kids, right? Like this is our future. This is our future leaders. This is our future workforce. And you know, let's just keep, and people think sometimes that this is an odd thing to say, but let's keep their confidence high, right? Like let's let them start out on a really high note and not experience any kind of disparity as it pertains to supplies they need.
Because this is real confidence. This isn't everybody gets a trophy day kind of thing. This is something where we're giving them something to build on, to grow from, to learn from, and that knowledge helps build their confidence. Them having these supplies is one less thing they have to worry about so they can focus on school, so they can not only get smart and give us a better, brighter future, but also, of course, in them enjoying their day, too. I get way too serious on this topic, and I apologize because it hits so close to home. But actually talking to my mom a little bit about it, she was curious about supplies that her and my father could pick up. And she was joking with me about it and saying how, wow, it's been so long since I bought school supplies. And she was joking. I don't know if your ears were burning, but she was talking about you and the work that you do over there and your team do over at the United Way. And she's like, well, I imagine Terry's in a similar situation. She doesn't have to buy school supplies much anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a year yet.
I was like, Mom, she's buying tons of school supplies still. It's just not for her kids anymore. We had a good time talking about it. It was great to hear also the not just her, but other people in the community that I've talked to about this event and the energy that's behind it. This isn't something that we have to convince necessarily 90% of the audience for. People get this. People understand it. And I think there's a relatability, too, to it. I did not realize how many other kids there were like me out there until talking about it and sharing it and hearing so much more of that. And the idea that we can do something about that, that we can make an impact on that, just by buying a couple notebooks or a backpack or something. That is pretty incredible, and it feels pretty good to be able to be a part of and everything. The energy is just wonderful about this event. I look so forward to this, and we're looking forward to you being down there and helping out. If you can give us a hand at Lunch by the River, that is always greatly appreciated. There's a lot of separating to be doing. If you want to find out more about that, and of course the things that Terry and I were talking about, or just more about the United Way, go to uwswac.org, uwswac.org. 211 is always there for you. Feel free to call that, and be sure to follow the United Way on social media. It's a great way to share the pages of what they're doing, and you never just never know who might see that might not otherwise. We will get a timeout in here, check in with our partners. We're coming back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Terry and James taking it through your morning here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club and our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards and spend your Wednesday morning with our friends at El Cafe. We've got a great menu out there, some wonderful, wonderful people, and just waiting for you. Head on over there, enjoy yourself, everybody, and wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Sure appreciate our team over there. Buy local, support those that support us, everyone. Our good friends at El Cafe, just waiting for you at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you, everyone. We have a one and a two on our list today. We have two possible qualifiers,
Terry.
All right,
let's take one.
All right, gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And well, look at that. First up on our list, a United Way member, Taylor Miller, is celebrating a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Taylor.
Hey, happy birthday, Taylor.
And not even in the office today, so lucky girl.
Nice. Wishing you a great day, Taylor. Enjoy your day. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Lisa Anderson.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Enjoy your day, Lisa. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy. And you're a qualifier today, so you can brag about that. You just go ahead and drop that to anybody, do they? Hey, I'm a qualifier today. Just go ahead and spread it to everybody.
I'm winning. That's what I would say.
There you go. That's
just
what you
sit
do.
Sit right back down, because my name's getting dropped.
Enjoy your day, Lisa. Hope it's a great one for you. We take a look at our celebrity list. Bindi Irwin is 26.
Oh, I like her. 26?
Yeah, I can't believe she's already... Wow, that threw me.
I feel See, and I was thinking only 26, honestly.
Yeah. No, me too. Yeah. You mean young wise.
It seems like she should have aged more by now.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Steve, the Crocodile Hunter Irwin's daughter and winner of season 21 of Dancing with the Stars. I didn't know that.
She was great.
Oh, cool. Very
super
cool.
Cute, too.
Good for her.
And they were very... she was good.
I admire the way that family has handled everything. I really do. I don't know how there is no playbook for something like that, what they went through in the public eye so much and everything. And to see how those kids and that family has seemed to turn out, that's a credit to that family.
I think it's pretty cool, too, just because every day people go through tragedies all the time, right? And they aren't out there and they don't necessarily get the showing of support that maybe they might have. But I also think that they just really demonstrated a way to handle it.
Yeah.
With grace.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes, I thought that absolutely.
Was good.
Mara Wilson is 37. May not remember her, but she was the adorable little girl in Mrs. Doubtfire and Matilda.
Love her little lisp. Because she was missing her teeth and she had this.
Yeah, such a good young actress. She graduated from NIU in 2009 and blogs at marasubstack.com. She hasn't acted as much. She did, however, stay in a friendly relationship with Sally Field and Robin Williams. And during her first days at NYU, she was struggling a little bit. And Robin reached out to her out of nowhere and just tried to make her laugh and all this. And, New York schooling. Oh, it's crazy. And all this and everything. It's kind of a cool thing. And congratulations to her. It just seems like the blog is doing very well. The great Elizabeth Moss is 42. Wonderful actress. Offred in The Handmaid's Tale. She was Peggy Olson in Mad Men. The first daughter, Zoe Bartlett in West Wing. Quite a great career for Elizabeth Moss. Has been very smart about the role she has taken. I can only imagine how many offers she has gotten and turned down just to be smart about her career and the places that she has gone. Very similar story to the great Anna Paquin, who is 42. Now, that one shocks me, too. In part because not only Rogue in the X-Men movies, Sookie in True Blood, but the 10-year-old who won Best Supporting Actress in The Piano. And I remember her performance in that. And I right away, I was like, I'm following this kid the rest of her career. Whatever happens with her, just an incredible actor. Very, very good actor. I actually feel like Anna Paquin could be one of these crazy scenarios where, yeah, she won an Oscar at 10. Don't count her out for winning another one. She's only gotten more talented since she was 10 years old. I'm just waiting to see her get an opportunity like that, a role that would be Oscar, you know, caliber or something. Rose Byrne is 45. Renee Lambert in the Insidious movies. Seth Rogen's wife in Neighbors. Kristen Wiig's bridesmaid Nemesis. I think an actress that you know when you see her, like, oh, that's her. You'd know.
I get
her
that
if
a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of these that you say, and I'm like, oh yeah.
The great Patty Jenkins is 53, Wonder Woman director and one of the most sought after directors in Hollywood right now.
You're saying the new Wonder Woman movies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the longest time, you had to fight if you were a woman to not only get in the room, but to just get a chance to audition to direct a movie. But if you were, it was, okay, here's the rom-coms, here's the Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
That's all you get to do. Patty Jenkins has done like some incredibly important work with our military. She has done stuff like on the serious levels and also done the action movie thing with like Wonder Woman and stuff. And
those two Wonder Woman movies are really good.
Yeah, yeah, she's good. And those are good movies. Yeah.
I mean, she had a fabulous star.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh.
But they're good.
Jennifer Lopez is 55. Not a bad actor herself. I think she's a solid actor. She needs a birthday right now because she's been having a rough go this year. I don't want to get into the whole relationship stuff. Anybody who gets into that TMZ stuff and everything is just such low-hanging. I worry about your brain rotting.
especially because when you go down the rabbit hole, you kind of stay there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's just, ugh.
Yeah, and you're promoting and giving money to people that are cowards and don't deserve it, if you ask me. But with what she has been going on music wise, her career, I will talk about, because she got a new album. She had to cancel her world tour because ticket sales were so bad. It is not a given that you have this career just waiting for you as a musician. You go away for a little while, and I've always focused this on acting. They tell us as actors, you know, don't get out of that. Don't stop working, because the second you're gone, 1,000 people are taking your spot, and the audience has forgotten about you. I didn't think about that with music very much, but we're seeing more and more of that, where an artist like Jennifer Lopez that was popular not that long ago is kind of not really. It hasn't really aged well.
Yeah.
Her music and her work. Kadeem Hardison is 59. Dwayne Wayne on A Different World. Zendaya's dad on Casey Undercover. Great actor. I loved A Different World. That was a fun show. Barry Bonds is 60. Not a Hall of Famer. not the home run king to many of us, but an incredible ball player. I'll admit he was a lot of fun to watch and everything, but also really, really tainted the game. Really tainted the game. And I am curious how many people out there, especially I'm asking this question in Wisconsin, how many people consider him the home run king and how many people considered Hank Aaron the home run king? Because I'm pretty sure that the majority of the audience is leaning towards Hank.
I would think.
I know I am. I know I do. Pam Tills is 67, wonderful country singer. Mel's daughter, Mel Tillis' daughter. Maybe It Was Memphis, Shake the Sugar Tree. I like that one, Shake the Sugar Tree. It's a good one. And as long as we're talking about Wonder Woman, let's wish a very happy 73rd birthday to the original Wonder Woman. Oh, God, I love Linda Carter.
I do too.
Oh, I love Linda Carter. Gosh, great actress. Great fun. I love that show.
I had Wonder Woman under Ruse.
Nice, nice.
Back in the day.
I wanted an invisible jet.
Really?
What am I going to say to that? I had no counter. I had no counter. She actually got to, in the recent Supergirl TV show, she got to actually be on there and playing the president of the United States on there and stuff, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
For kind of an interesting way of bringing her back on there and everything. Great actor. Let's see here. Chris Sarandon is 82. Prince Humperdinck in The Princess Bride. Jack Skellington in The Nightmare Before Christmas. Great actor. He is Susan Sarandon's ex-husband. And some people no longer with us, like Gallagher. Yes, Gallagher was born on this day in 1946.
He's the watermelon guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just passed away a couple of years ago in 2022. Yes, he is the watermelon
guy. Long hair.
Prop comic.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. But also, like, sneaky funny and sneaky good inventor. Like, he had some really interesting stuff that he did in his career and everything. And I think his jokes kind of got lost in the smashing and the props and all that. But I had some pretty good comedy back in the day. To be honest, I haven't watched any of his work in a long time. But I respect anybody that can make a living in comedy. Not easy. And we wrap up with wishing no longer with us to Amelia Earhart, born in this day in 1897, passed away in 1937. The first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. She disappeared mysteriously on July 2nd in 1937 during her attempt to fly around the world. I think that that feels like that's the thing that only and everybody remembers about Amelia Earhart. She flew a lot before that.
Oh, yeah.
At a time where I was just talking about Patty Jenkins and everything, put that on 1,000 as far as a woman trying to get near a plane and let alone being able to fly one.
You know, I think that was one of the things, and you may or may not be a fan of these movies, but I love them. But the Night at the Museum movies.
Oh, I love them.
And I love that because it... For kids now, like my kids' age, it brought all these historical figures mm-hmm. up front. And yes, they, you know, there was some embellishment and yeah, you know, with the movie. But like she played a pretty major role in, I think it was the second one.
Yes.
But I mean, it's fabulous. And it's like now when someone hears that name, they're like, oh yeah, that, you know, those movies, that was cool how they did that with her and certainly other you know, important historical figures.
They're fun movies, and I certainly am a little biased. Robin got to was in those movies, and he played Theodore Roosevelt, and that meant a lot to him.
And he was fabulous.
He really got into the role mm-hmm. too, and everything. I believe Amy Adams played Amelia Earhart, and I'm a sucker for her too.
Yeah,
so.
But she was great. I mean, she had enough of that boldness and maybe a little bit of feminism, but not. Overpower, you know, yes. probably like how it was appropriate in that day and age.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think about we focus on the flight that she disappeared. What about all the flights before that?
Right.
What about all the work that she did to get? It's not like that was the first time she was in a plane. I mean, it's great, literal I mean, groundbreaking
if,
work.
If it
what
was,
she did.
That was pretty audacious. First time up, I'm just going for it.
You know what? Yeah, I admire that. Good honor. One more time, we wish Taylor Miller a happy one. Enjoy your day, Taylor. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Lisa Anderson. Enjoy your day, Lisa. And again, brag about being a qualifier. I say do so. We will get to a news break. We'll come back, and we're going to be talking with our friends over at... we're going to be talking to our heroes from Wham! Inc. coming up in our Quality Plus Printing segment. Coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you right now. We hope you're having a good one out there. Usually in this time slot, we kick it off with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting in our Wicked Awesome Word Wednesday in. Phil is not able to join us today, but that's all right because we got Tim Halverson in with us from Team Depot. And Tim is here because of our Hometown Heroes campaign that Wham Incorporated is doing. Wham is looking for heroes. Please nominate your real-life hero and let us know how they have earned this status. A hero will be chosen monthly, randomly from all entries. The hero will receive a Wham Incorporated Hero High t-shirt and have their story and picture shared right here at WFHR and, of course, on the Quality Plus Printing Facebook page and such. Find out more at whamincorporated@gmail.com. You can email your heroes over there, and you can find out more at Quality Plus Printing. More on that in a moment. We have Tim with us from Team Depot right now, part of Home Depot. And, Tim, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Appreciate the time, Tim. Could you tell us a little bit about the work that Team Depot does?
We do veteran geared projects that are funded through the Home Depot Foundation out of Atlanta down there. We search out veterans that need safety concerns addressed in their home, or if they get discharged in a wheelchair, we'll build a wheelchair ramp and a deck for them to get into their home. We've remodeled bathrooms. We remodeled kitchens that are unsafe. And it's all volunteer work for us.
Yeah. Tim, how did this get started?
This was started long before I became an employee of Home Depot. This has been in place since probably around 2007-ish is when they started this program. I came on board at Home Depot in 2014, and being a veteran myself, it's like, well, that's what I want to do. help other veterans.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your service. Yes, thank appreciate you. That, Tim. And appreciate the service that you continue to do thank in you. Our communities. Like, we have our Veterans Minute every, our Veterans Moment every month and everything that we bring on Tom to talk about some of these events and some of the different things going on. I hope we're not keeping you from Heroes Cafe or anything. No, we're not. But we really do appreciate the work that not only you, but Team Depot put into this. How many members are there a part of Team Depot?
It varies. I got a good core group. I got roughly about 7 people that volunteer on every project with me. Yeah. And then we get new employees every so often that come in. I do have community members that volunteer as well, too. So
that's what I wanted to ask about, Tim. If you, because I know that we could always, coming from a construction background, could always use extra hands.
Oh, yes.
So you guys volunteers, you'll take that?
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent.
So how do you identify recipients?
I work closely with Lita and Rox down at Wood County Veterans Office.
Yep.
I work closely with them. They've send me people. They keep their ears posted. Word of mouth. I go to like a veteran expo. They just had their benefits expo over at the church, Crossview Church there. I set up a booth there with Team Depot. Get the word out that way too.
Very cool.
So somebody needs a bathroom done. Are you the person redesigning that kind of, or
we're limited in what we can do, but I do have general contractors that will come on board. Wirtz and Company's a good one for me. He volunteers with us through Team Depot to do some of the plumbing, the electrical stuff that we can't physically do by rule.
Yep.
So then we get the general contractors in to help us out.
Right on. Very
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is very cool. It's also one noteworthy, too, Tim, because not only are you guys doing great work here, but we want to send a thank you to Home Depot, too, as supporting the work that you guys do. That is really cool to see a company like that supporting this kind of work.
Yep.
As far as future projects, do you guys have things already lined up?
Not currently. We're looking at we've been kind of working with a Hanna Center. I don't know if you're familiar with that
one. Mm-hmm.
Christine Javinsky out there, because they've taken the transitional shelter for women.
Yeah.
And they do get some veterans in there once in a while. So we just built a big playground out there for them. We did their kitchen cabinets for them. We're looking at probably next spring we're going to landscape the outside, put in some raised flower beds for them and stuff like that. So
nice.
Yeah, you know, they're knowing a little bit, building with your hands, how good it feels, especially once you're done and something's put up, or even working on a community building and driving by it and seeing it and everything. Mm-hmm. Something my dad really enjoys. I can't imagine what it must feel like for you and that team.
Oh, it's always a great feeling when we're done.
Yeah.
To this day, I still drive by. It's like, oh, I built that ramp.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's great. That's really good to hear. We do send a shout out to Rock and Lita, good friends of ours as well here at the station. Appreciate the work that they put in and the work that you guys are doing, man. Yep. If people want to find out more, if they want to volunteer, if they want to be a part of things at all, or help spread the word about some of this, how can they find out more?
Come see me in a store.
Right on.
I work back in doors and windows.
All right, look for Tim.
Excellent. Yeah. That's awesome.
A guy with the great beard.
Yeah.
The great beard, Matt. That's a great beard. Tim, really do appreciate the time today. Again, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do for our community. You guys keep up the great work, and looking forward to seeing that T-shirt on you, man.
All right, thank
That's
going
to be a good shirt. That's going to be a good-looking shirt. Thanks for the time. You can find out more and visit Tim over at Home Depot here in Wisconsin Rapids. Encourage you to stop on by over there. They are at 1500 24th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And, of course, you can find out more about the WAM Incorporated by emailing them your heroes at WAMIncorporated@gmail.com. That's WAMIncorporated@gmail.com. And be sure to follow our friends at Quality Puts Printing on their social media, Facebook. It's a great follow. Great way to see that cute baby, Terry.
He is cute.
It's a cute kid.
And Phil is, well, like every grandpa, but maybe the proudest grandpa in town right now.
He's up there. He's in the top five, that's for sure. Visit our friends at Quality Post Printing at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support local, support those that support us and put back into this community, everybody. Terry and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Terry and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. A big thank you to Tim from Team Depot for joining us.
Yeah, you know, that was fabulous. And I think it's really cool to be able to feature things like that that are kind of going on, not behind the scenes. I'm not saying they're, but you know what I mean? That are just going on in the community and making a huge huge impact. So, Phil, we want to thank you for, you know, sending him our way, for having this Heroes campaign that you have. And if you can send us guests like that, we like that. Keep we like talking to you, but I mean, that was, I love that.
That was
hearing
fun.
It firsthand it and seeing the, I mean, I know everyone can't see it, but I'm sure you could hear it, but we could see the pride.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like we could just, that was awesome. And no better pick for a hometown hero than that.
Well done. Well said by you, and well done by Tim and the, by Phil and the gang, and Tim and the gang over at Team Depot. Again, you can reach out to him, stop on by. And
windows and doors, he said.
Yep. Windows and doors section at Home Depot over at 1524 Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You notice Home Depot doesn't advertise with us, and I've still promoted them constantly because they promote our community. That's what we do around here.
Well, and it's, you know, and that's a really good corporate social responsibility is a big deal about, you know, what businesses are doing in their community. Mm-hmm. And that is a fabulous, I mean, think about that. They have a whole team of employees that they're turning loose to do this work on their dollar, paying for the supplies, paying for, I mean, there's so many wins in that.
Absolutely.
That it's just remarkable that they're doing that in every community that they're in.
And a really smart PR move on all levels. It's just a great thing. It's a great thing to be able to talk to you. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Well, call back. Feel free to call back. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. We got a couple things to get to before the top of the hour. One of them is me trying these blueberries. I can't wait any longer, Terry.
I mean, I can't believe you waited this long.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't lying. Fresh off the Jones Farm.
That is the juiciest blueberry I've ever had.
Yeah, they're good. Good stuff.
Oh, wow, those are good. I'm sorry to be chewing on the air, everybody, but I mean, I can't help myself. Those are really good. I've been staring at them all morning. I had to try one.
You know?
I am devouring those as soon as we get off air.
Yeah, we've been eating them by the bowl full too, but
so
they,
good.
Aren't they good?
Those are really good. I don't know if they'd go well with tequila, but I needed a segue into the tequila conversation.
I'm trying to think. So blueberry, like I love blueberries, fresh blueberries, but blueberry flavor stuff isn't really
not
my jam.
Thing.
So,
not really your jam?
Yeah, literally. I don't like blueberry jam either. But think about all the different flavors of tequila. I'm thinking maybe a blueberry tequila would be, or a blueberry margarita would be good.
Oh, not margarita. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. I blueberry muffins. Big fan of blueberry muffins.
I've
enjoyed those.
Sorry, you got to bake them yourself.
Man, do have to bake that part, yeah. If you need an excuse to get to enjoy some tequila today, well, it is National Tequila Day. A recent poll found people in Nevada drink the most tequila at 2.3 bottles a year. Then it's Colorado and Arizona at 1.4. And California at 1.3. Pennsylvania ranked last at just a quarter bottle a year. That's like four shots a year of tequila. It's an interesting poll. We've done a lot of these over the years, you and I, and that is one of the more interesting ones we have done. I'm trying to find like where other states rank and everything, but I'm not seeing it here. They don't have the complete list. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know where Wisconsin ranked on that one. But here are a few quick margarita stats to help you celebrate. 76% of Americans like margaritas, including around a third who love them.
Oh, love.
Yeah.
You know, strong I like word. Margaritas. I like them on the rocks, though. I don't love them blended.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest. I couldn't tell you the last time I had one. But,
really?
I do enjoy them. I don't mind them.
I mean, I'm just saying. There's some restaurants around that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's buy one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
It's a good idea. Thank you. I'll make sure to note that. Yeah. Two-thirds prefer the frozen kind and a third set on the rocks.
On the rocks.
Yeah, I'm with you on the rocks. Yeah. Oh, it's not bad, cold, but yeah, I'm with you on the rocks.
So there's one place, and it's funny because one of the girls I work with, she loves them, and I just can't bring myself to try it, a cucumber margarita. I think that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah,
I just like, really? That nothing about that sounds good. However, jalapeno margaritas are like a thing now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, for me, I feel like I shouldn't even talk about these things because I'm
factor?
Too picky.
Tequila.
Yes, tequila. 30% say margaritas are their go-to happy hour drink, and 5% always get a hangover from margaritas. So maybe that's part of it. Let's go ahead and take a call from our listeners. Good morning. You're on the air.
I can't believe Chef did not give you the bumper from
yes.
Luke Bryant, one margarita.
Oh,
see, and I was thinking Joe Nichols' Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off.
Well, and here I was thinking Tequila. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. See, we've got three options. That's it. Seth, you're on probation officially.
Yeah. We'd have all three of them missed. Are you a margarita guy, tequila guy, Kev?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Jerry. I like it on the rocks, you know. Mm-hmm. But the best one, you know, this was when we went down to make a visit to Texas, and we went to a true Tex-Mex restaurant. They did the birrias where they put the Corona upside down into the margarita, and as you know, obviously.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I would try that. I haven't tried that. I would try that.
Oh, it's a must try.
I'm a fan of Corona though.
I like Corona.
I like Corona without the lime.
I like Dos Equis too though.
Oh, okay.
Maybe better than Corona actually.
Really?
But yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
You can get those at Margaritaville too. If you go to a Margaritaville restaurant, you can get those drinks with the Corona bottle upside down.
I'm just thinking about it. My sister, I want to say, her and I went out once years and years ago, and I want to say it was like a blackberry margarita she tried or something, and just did not like it. She loves margaritas. She is a fan of those. Is there a weirder one? Is there one that you've tried that you didn't like, a type, a style, or a flavor? Either one of you.
The mango. Mango's out for me. I'm not a mango fan.
I just like just the plain, you know, like the green one, just the regular plain lime, I guess, margarita. Mm-hmm. I'll try other ones, and I will try the jalapeno one because that's kind of that I'll try. But in general, I just don't like the flavored ones, but I don't choose the blended. So a lot of times you can't even get the different flavors without having them blended. Mm. So I don't know, but I am a fan, and you know, that tequila hangover is pretty sucky.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the worst ones.
Just saying.
Yeah, it is. It is. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated, everybody. You stay safe out there, brother. Thanks for the call. You have a good one.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. You know, yeah, take that tequila on the rocks so you get a little bit of cutting of it with the ice, right?
And enjoy safely, everybody. Enjoy.
Tequila is one, too, though, and probably all hard liquor is, but tequila, you definitely notice a difference between cheap tequila and good, you know,
so
how much burn you get.
1,000% on that one. Yes. Yeah.
Maybe it's the quality of the worm. Are there even worms in there anymore? Remember when that was a thing?
Oh, yeah. I had one.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not in there anymore, but you used to hear people talk about the worm.
I was 20. I had to have been 21 because I was still being able to be talked into things like this. I swallowed a worm once. And that thing.
Did you chew
heavy.
It?
Nope. Just swallowed it whole. Nope. I was not chewing that thing. It was one of those things where your buddies are like, oh, you can't do it. You can't do it. I can do that. You can't do it. And of course I do it. And then I'm like, they just talked me into the stupidest thing. Like I've never been a peer pressure guy.
See, but
in that moment I was.
But it's totally pickled. I mean, like, it's not like there's nothing.
I didn't taste a darn thing.
I mean, you were probably drunk for like 5 days while your body processed
it. That's what I was going to say. Is that I woke up, it's like one of maybe two times in my life I've woken up drunk. But I didn't know I was. I just woke up and started doing my normal routine, and I couldn't figure out why the cereal bowl kept moving.
It was the worm. The bowl wasn't moving. You were.
Yes.
So it was the inchworm making you move.
I was falling.
I mean, you know.
The inchworm was moving me. It's a little ratatouille situation. Tequila. I wanted to get to this before we wrap up the hour. If you DoorDash on the side, beware of this scam a delivery guy posted about on TikTok. Scammers will order something cheap or free, like a single sauce packet from Taco Bell or something. Then they'll get a call from someone claiming that they're with DoorDash and that the order was fraudulent. They could also claim to be a cop, but it's really the person who ordered the sauce packet calling through DoorDash app, and the whole thing is a setup to gain access to your account and steal your money.
Okay, people are stupid.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Come on.
If you put even a half of this effort into an actual job, you might actually be able to make a living and stay out of jail, because you will go to jail, you will get caught. That's what happens. They might even ask for your credit card information, so keep an eye on that as well, and claim to make sure to get you paid for your time. None of these things, trust your gut. Trust your gut. 99 out of 10 times, your gut is telling you, this don't feel right.
Who?
And take a look at one other side of this too when it comes to scams. What is the downside if you don't follow through with it? If you don't give them your information, if you don't, what's the downside? Nothing.
If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Yeah. If it's DoorDash, if it's the IRS, if it's any of these things, these people, they're gonna if they really want your money, they're gonna contact you directly.
I love
directly.
The spectrum of that. If it's DoorDash or the IRS.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at. So, any of these things, I don't care if it is the president of the United States.
The door-to-door salesman.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anybody. It's just got to be watching out for those things. In part, I say this for our seniors out there who are the most vulnerable when it comes to these things. They're not the only ones, certainly, but of all
especially
the...
Especially through emails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll get an email. You'll get this if you do that. And it's like, really?
I don't believe, for me, the most insulting word I can think of in my family has always been the word coward. It's why I used it for the TMZ conversation earlier, and it's what I use for these scammers out there that do these things. These are cowards. And you know, there are certain things we know about cowards. They're going to look for the easy way out. They're going to look for anything that they could do that involves less work and more, you know, benefit or anything like that. And they are easy to confront. They are cowards. They if you challenge them on something, let me speak to your manager, or that doesn't seem kosher to me. I'm going to call the front office or the front desk or something like that. They're going to run.
Oh,
they're
absolutely, run because the they can just because they've got a million people to scam.
Yeah.
So this DoorDash thing, they're scamming DoorDash delivery people.
Yes. 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 Which are people, nobody is doing DoorDash because they can't or they want to necessarily, if I'm being blunt about it. If you're doing that job, you're doing it because it's a side hustle and you need the money.
Yep.
We have a lot of teachers doing that as a side gig. A lot of my fellow actors and writers out there are doing it as a side gig. I know a lot of
people. Well, there's definitely
a
market for it, and I think you can make a decent amount of money.
So you're scamming them? Like, I mean, that's messed up, man. That's,
so if you're a DoorDash delivery person and someone orders a freaking ketchup packet, just drop it like a hot potato.
Yep,
like,
yep.
Don't even pick it
moving
up.
Moving on. And keep an eye out for that, everybody. We want you safe
out
there.
Unless it's the Culver's ketchup thing. That's a nice little container
nice
that you dip
it is.
In.
It
it's not the
nice
squeezy one.
Shout out to Culver's. Yeah, that is a good one. Good point there. We encourage you to also... I don't know where you're going.
It's high quality ketchup. It's above... all the rest.
And we do give a shout out to Culver's. It does give us a chance to be able to do that. We encourage you to listen to this Friday for a Star of the Day from Culver's. Win yourself some free Culver's. I'll have an 80s theme song, TV show
nice.
Theme song for you to listen to and enjoy that. We'll be back with more show right here at The Morning Show on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM.